Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, so you think that Rebecca had it rough the last couple of weeks. Mo, tell him what you've had to endure.
Are you kidding me? Why set me up like that, man?
We're burying everybody today, man.
I think we just figured out the difference between a problem and an inconvenience.
Yeah, here we go.
I think we did. Yeah, I had the major inconvenience of being without Wi-Fi for 4 days.
Did you send some like emails to Kristen telling her that you would miss appointments and stuff like that?
I attempted to, but I didn't have Wi-Fi, so I couldn't send the email. That's how down bad I was. I honestly feel like the universe was preparing me for this camping trip I'm going to take this weekend. And for whatever reason, I think this was Thursday, my Wi-Fi just completely cuts out. It just shuts down. I'm thinking, no big deal. I'll just reset it. This happens often. And I go to restart it. Still doesn't kick back in. So now I'm trying to figure out, like, is this a issue like my entire area is having, or is this just a me issue? So I wait and I wait, and the first day wasn't so bad. I'm like, you know what? I'll go to the gym. I'll do things I don't normally do, like go hang out with my friends. I found reasons to be out of the house.
Yeah.
Wasn't a big deal. The next day, get back from work, and the Wi-Fi is still out. Now I'm like, okay, we're going into the weekend. The Knicks are in the playoffs. I need to figure this out immediately. And I see that they're saying that there's an outage and that they're aware of the problem and they're working on it. So now I'm like, okay, it's a whole area thing. There's nothing I can do. It's a Friday. I'll just relax and try to find other things to do. My hotspot doesn't really work. Like, it's very iffy. It always is. So
it's not really hot. It's more like a cool spot.
It's a lukewarm spot.
Tepid, as you would say. Yeah.
It's a tepid spot.
Exactly. So I'm like, all right. I'm trying my best because I don't want to be that person. Like, I'm always making fun of people who I know they would just be down and out without Wi-Fi. And I'm like, I'm not that guy. I grew up in an era when we didn't have it. Uh-huh. Like, I'm going to be fine. Like, my pride won't let me be down about not having Wi-Fi. Who cares?
Go outside and play.
For like the first day and a half, that worked. Then I started to struggle a bit. I was like, okay, I can't really do anything. Like, even if I want to turn my air on, I got to actually go to the thermostat. If I want to turn my lights on, I actually have to go to the lights.
Because that's all controlled through your phone.
Exactly. Okay. Such savagery to have to live this way.
This is like living in old times.
Yes, my God. Yes.
You've got like your gas lamp.
Down bad. So what makes it funny is I end up calling. I'm like, is there anything that we can do? They're like, nah, we'll figure it out. I'm like, all right, cool. So then I asked for the, which I also felt horrible doing this. I asked for the notifications. They're like, do you want us to notify you what's going on at every point? And I'm like, yes, mm-hmm. I need these notifications to come in so I can know when my Wi-Fi is back.
Plus, mm-hmm. you ain't got nothing else to do.
Nothing right. to do, right? I'm calling people. I'm doing all the things I don't normally do. Catching up with everybody. What are you doing? What are you doing? How's life? What's going on with you?
Hey, Mo, I haven't heard from you in a while. Right. What's going on? Hey, you were just on my heart.
Yeah. Just wanted to check in. I'm thinking about you. I know they're like, what is this dude going through? I never hear from him. A phone call at that? No. So it tells me you're back up. You should be back up and running. So I'm like, all right. I get excited, and I go to try to get it back up and running. Restart it. Still doesn't work. So for some reason, now I'm like, okay, what's really going on? Because it's telling me that the area is fixed, but mine still is out. So I'm trying everything. And then, of course, I go to troubleshoot it. They tell you all of the things that you've already done, like, is it plugged in? Like, I promise you, it's plugged in. I've done the reset. I've done it all.
Like you're 70 years old and you've never used Wi-Fi before, right? Are you sure it's plugged in?
Exactly. Uh-huh. So I do all the things. It's still out. So they're like, all right, they try to troubleshoot it from their area. Still doesn't work. So they tell me we can get somebody to you in about 4 days.
Four days.
That's the earliest that they can do. Four days.
You can literally take a stagecoach across the country in the same amount of time.
This is what I'm saying. So I'm like, that's not really going to work for me. Like, we got to be able to do something more. If any, I got to actually work. Like, I can't live like this. And they're like, all right, let me check, see what we can do. Yeah, 4 days.
Oh, 4 days without Wi-Fi.
Right. So I'm like, what am I going to do? This is insane. So I start reading books. I'm telling you, I'm living a whole different life at this point.
It's
right?
like it's 1992 all over again.
Oh, my God.
We're reading books now?
3 days. I'm going to tell you, 3 days without Wi-Fi is hard. Mm. It's very hard. It's a lot harder than you would think. I mean, the first 2 days, I was all right.
Man, think of all the stuff you could get done now. Like, I'm thinking about my house and all the projects that I've been putting off. And if I was, like, without Wi-Fi for 4 days, the organization that would happen.
You have actually inspired me, maybe, and I don't want to cut you off here, but you might have inspired me to, like, try it for 48 hours.
That's actually where I'm going.
I'm going through everything that you depend on, every TV show, the calls, everything is all based on electronics and emails and hotspots now.
All of it. Everything that you can think that you want to do. So I'm like, all right, how can I make this work for me? And then I started doing projects. My apartment has never been this clean. I mean, it is like super clean right now. All of the organizing that I haven't done with like my files that I've been saying I'm going to get to, my closet that I've said I was going to get to, all of these things that I have literally been saying to myself I'm going to get to for months, I got done in 2 days just because I literally did not have a choice. So in my mind, I'm like, maybe I'm on to something here. Like maybe once a week, I should cut my Wi-Fi off on purpose so that I can get things done that I have been saying I was going to do for months because it ended up being so productive. Well, that's the thing. So the only inconvenience, honestly, like real inconvenience was I couldn't watch sports. Like I couldn't watch the Knicks in the playoffs. That was other than that. I was fine.
In other years, not watching Knicks, that's a plus.
They don't make it
but
to the
But now
playoffs.
They're okay.
So it wouldn't matter, right? But then, somehow, I'm like, let me try something else. So I find a Wi-Fi provider that's not mine, but it's of the company. So I click on that to see if that would work. And it asked me to sign in. It prompted me to sign in. And I sign in because I'm like, okay, I can't use my own, but I can use this one. And somehow, some way, that fixed it. Like, immediately, my Wi-Fi came back. It just popped back in. And they couldn't fix it. No one could fix it. They didn't know what the problem was. But that got me right back online. And immediately within that first hour of having my Wi-Fi back online, I knew that cutting my Wi-Fi off on purpose was really stupid. And I was never going to do that. Never going to. Once I got it back, I was all set.
Also, I feel like it's different when you feel like it's still available to you. Whereas when this got cut off, like you had no other option. Like you couldn't get on the Wi-Fi. But if you're manually doing it, like in the back of my head, it's sort of like keeping ice cream in the fridge. Like even if I say I'm not going to eat it, if it's there, I'm gonna eat it.
Because you'll start making excuse after excuse after excuse to make it easier on your life. I had something similar that I haven't been able to do, but it sounded great in my mind, man. And it scared me so much last week. So I'm starting to keep a journal now. This is part of my ADHD therapy that my doctor has given me just to see where my day is going all day. So I decided, you know what? I am just going, what?
Just asking a person with ADHD to keep a journal seems like cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, I think
the focus is lacking there to do that.
No, I think it's just so they get an idea of really where my head is at and what I'm doing with my day.
No, it makes sense. Yeah. It just feels like an impossible task to ask somebody.
Yeah, I haven't done it once.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not one time, and that was an assignment from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So the first thing I thought is, you know what I'm going to do is I am going to put a time limit on my phone now. So we can make all the excuses in the world because of what we do for a living. We need to be on social media. We need to be on top of things. I got to be watching TikTok. I got to have scoliosis on Instagram and see what's going on in the world, right? So I thought, you know what? I'll limit it. I'm just going to go ahead and I'll limit it. So I pick up my phone to do it, and it was so scary to do because now I have a negotiation going on in my head. Like, what can I do? What's a little bit of a stretch? I don't want to fail at this, right? So I put 3 hours on it. 3 hours. And I, when I'm getting to that 3 hour mark and I see the warning coming up, giving myself more time.
you can extend it?
You can extend it. You can't go cold turkey like that.
Yeah.
But it makes me realize, same as you, that we are so tied to our electronics, man.
I really learned a lot in those 3 days as I'm telling these jokes, like genuinely, how often I would go and reach for my phone, how often I would go and try to get on my laptop when it was so many other things in my life that needed to get done. And it really was like a productive 3 days without Wi-Fi, to the point where I think it made me realize how much it impedes me being productive in my life, simply just having Wi-Fi. And I wonder how many other people don't even realize how much more they could truly get done if you had to get it done.
You ever realize just how many times you pick it up even though you don't need it?
Exactly.
Right?
Like, for no reason.
You totally don't need it, man.
You don't need it, man.
The Burt Show.
Turn your tax refund into a new garage door at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Increase your home's value with a new Ideal garage door. From traditional to modern, Menards has a garage door to enhance your home's appearance. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door design program. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money